I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, represented by CBS News Radio and my colleague Bob Zimmerman, who keeps the website Behind the Black. We turn to space engineering. First in line, of course, the success of SpaceX's last year overwhelms the ability of everyone else so far. However, Elon Musk, the very colorful and outspoken leader of SpaceX, is now making a prediction, a promise, an assertion. I don't know, Bob, what's the right word about Starship? How would you characterize this?
He's just confirming the company's internal goals. These are not locked goals. These are just targets they're aiming for to keep their pace fast. And so what this has to do with Starship, they're trying to develop a heavy lift rocket that will be more powerful than NASA's Space Launch System and as powerful as the Saturn V rocket, but will also be completely reusable, completely from top to bottom, and incredibly cheap to launch payloads on. And so Starship is the upper stage, and it's under development. They've already done three test flights of prototypes. And there was a rumor earlier this week that suggested that the internal company goals for Starship was to do the first orbital test flight, not just a short suborbital flight, but the first orbital test flight by July 1 of this year. That's only, what, 3 months away, 4 months away, 10 weeks? So everyone said, my God, that's very ambitious. Everyone said it's typical of the company, and everyone said they're not going to meet that goal. Well, Elon Musk, just a couple of days later, confirmed that is their company's internal goal. They want to try to get the first test orbital flight of Starship before the end of this year and possibly as early as July. And what that means, though, is that they're aiming for getting it done this year. July seems too ambitious, but by December, I wouldn't put it past them by any means at all. Now, I would also be not surprised if they don't make December either, that it happens next year. But either way, yes, that's their goal. And this is just typical of the company. You push hard, you work hard, you do a lot, you cut metal, you do tests, you test your engineering, you fix it, you redesign it, you test again, you move fast, you do a lot. You work as fast as you can, and you get something accomplished. And I point out I'm Behind the Black right now that I'm challenging. Who wants to bet that a Starship Super Heavy rocket will reach orbit before NASA's Space Launch System is SLS, which has been under development now for about 6-7 years?
Let's do SLS.
Right now I say the odds are 50-50.
Let's do SLS quickly, Bob, because I want to get on to China's plans. SLS has now successfully done a static launch, which means it's back on schedule to launch by the end of the year. Is that correct?
That's not entirely correct. We don't know yet when they'll actually do the launch, but they needed to do a static fire, 8-minute long test of their course days.
And a success.
And it was a success. They announced they did this this week, and it was a success. And
right.
So now the question is, can they launch in November as planned? They're going to, in a couple of weeks, they're going to tell us whether or not they can make that date. They've got to inspect the core stage. They've got to unpack it from the test stand. They've got to put it on a barge. They've got to send it to Kennedy, and then they've got to assemble it with the two solid rocket boosters that are already assembled. And this is not going to take a week. This is going to take months. Whether they can get it done by November is questionable. They originally thought they had to get this test fire done in January to get it ready for November, and they've lost 2 months. So we're going to have to wait a few weeks before we find out whether that November launch will happen. The NASA management managers are saying they're still aiming for November, but they also admit they might have to push it back a little bit, and we'll have to wait and see.
We're off to Boca Chica, China, Bob. What's in Boca Chica, China?
Well, China has a whole bunch, somewhere between a half a to a dozen companies that are privately funded. So they are called private commercial rocket companies, but they are all under the strict supervision of the Chinese government. So to call them private companies is a little bit of a stretch. I call them pseudo-private. But they have got a lot of launches they want to do over the coming years. And so China's announced that it's going to build a spaceport exclusively for its commercial companies. And this is because they're going to have a lot of demand, and all their other spaceports might not have room for them. And there are also issues of security, but the commercial flights that are, this is to protect them, not us, but this is to protect their own military infrastructure, put the commercial flights that might be flying international customers in an exclusively commercial spaceport. And so they say they're going to do that, and so we'll have to wait to see. But I believe it's going to happen, and they hope it's going to be ready to go in the next 2 or 3 years, John.
Roscosmos is busy. Roscosmos is networking. Roscosmos sees that there are many countries coming forward with space programs that are not exactly logical. However, it is logical for Roscosmos to link with Turkey. That would be a substantial new program, Bob, Turkey launching.
Yeah, Turkey, right after the UAE's Al-Amal orbiter reached Mars, Turkey announced it was going to have its own space program comparable to the UAE's. And, of course, you know, same as the UAE, they have to basically buy the technology from other people because they don't have it themselves and use that to train their own people. Well, Russia, which needs partners because it and make money from it, has offered its services as a partner to Turkey. And this is not something. This is something that Russia's done a lot. They are trained astronauts for both India, China, and the UAE, and so they have experience training other nations' astronauts. They also provided technology to those to India and China and to others, taught them how to build this kind of stuff. And so they're offering to do this for Turkey. And of course, there's an exchange. Russia needs cash. It needs customers. Turkey will pay them money for that training capability and that technology, and so they've offered that to Turkey. Whether Turkey will take it or not is unclear at this moment, but I would suspect Turkey would want to. The countries are close to each other. They have a lot in common in terms of political nature of their top-down governments, and so I would not be surprised if this deal goes through, John.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, and he introduces us to the rock sounds of perseverance. From the surface of Mars. There'll be many more of these clips. We'll listen. Mars is different. Sound travels differently in Mars. We'll learn how from Bob Zimmerman. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, represented by CBS News Radio.